Carbon capture and storage, considered by many to be the poor cousin of the climate change response, enjoyed a breakthrough in the recent Durban Climate Conference. The technology to strip carbon dioxide from power generation and industrial processes has been approved as a clean development mechanism. It was often criticised as too risky, too expensive, and too far off. However, the scientists behind an Australian trial of carbon storage say they can now prove that it works and it's safe. As Simon Lauder reports, critics of the scheme aren't convinced.
In March 2008, scientists began injecting carbon dioxide deep underground near Warrnambool in southwestern Victoria. Now the results of that experiment are in.
This project went extremely well. The results are pretty convincing, and I think we could go ahead with this right now.
CSIRO research scientist Dr. Charles Jenkins is the lead author of a paper published today in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. It shows what happened when scientists pumped 65,000 tonnes of CO2-rich gas 2 kilometres underground into a depleted natural gas reservoir. Dr. Jenkins says the project proves storing CO2 in depleted gas fields is effective, and there's now enough evidence to proceed with large-scale geological storage of CO2 in gas fields the world over. He says the potential is huge.
There's a lot of these depleted gas fields that are ideally placed for that. The estimates are that out to 2050, you could probably get rid of about two-thirds of the carbon dioxide that's being produced by these big sources. So globally, it's a very, very significant resource for us.
One of the main concerns raised about storing CO2 underground is that it may just leak back out again. Dr. Jenkins says that didn't seem to happen.
We had a very sustained and intensive program of monitoring the groundwater, the soil and the atmosphere. We could see absolutely no sign of our activities, frankly.
Can your findings be readily applied to other sites, or are they very site-specific?
Well, it's a question of whether you think the bottle is half empty or half full, really. I mean, it's one measurement. Before we had this measurement, we didn't have any measurements.
Critics of carbon capture and storage say it's still unproven on any large scale. Emeritus Professor of Chemical Engineering at the University of Canterbury in New Zealand, Arthur Williamson.
They have managed to make it work for a short time on a small scale in a particular gas field.
The project has been run by the Cooperative Research Centre for Greenhouse Gas Technologies with the backing of the Australian government and the efforts of scientists from around the world.
Simon Lauder.